This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, The Living Word. In the message, God's Plumb Line, we were encouraged to build our lives upon the absolute and unwavering standard of God's Word. His Word is truth and holds the answer to every problem we will ever confront. If we search for answers and prayerfully reflect on the truth of God's Word, if we indeed consider His Word as absolute and unchanging and apply it directly into our life, we will find the solutions have been available long before we were born. Hebrews 4, verses 12 and 13. For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Without changing in content or meaning, the Word of God adapts to every situation. If we maintain the habit of reading and reflective study, we will find new insights in what appear to be the peeling back of multiple layers of understanding. But it is actually us who are being peeled back and laid bare by the ever-present truths of His Word. The passage, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding," Proverbs 3, verse 5, will have a much different meaning after we've obediently followed God for several years. Each time adversity strikes and doubts arise, we will find an ever deeper calling in the phrase, "with all your heart." And though we walk with Him for all the rest of our days, we may never fully appreciate the words, "God demonstrated His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Romans 5, verse 8. How our lives would change if we could ever fully understand His love. We do not truly dig deeper into the Word. Rather, the Word digs deeper into us. Scriptural truths are not revealed until our hunger is so great that we are willing to place our life on the table and allow the sword of truth to cut deep inside. Do we really desire to know God, His Word, and His Spirit? Do we really want to understand the depth of God's love and the implications of His justice? Then be advised. Even necessary and beneficial surgery can be painful. When our chest is opened, the condition of our heart is revealed, and that which is dark and displeasing must be cut away and burned. But fear not. Our Heavenly Father is a skilled surgeon who can make our heart new and prepared to yield to His Spirit. The solution to our most complex problems is always found in His presence, and He has given His Word to show us how to draw near. Our lives are in need of some divine surgery today. Let's allow our heart to be cut by the truth, to be exposed and purified by the living Word. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.